This is KURA News. I'm Stella Chavez. The Richardson School District will change how its board members are elected. That's part of a settlement that follows a voting rights lawsuit. The decision is meant to ensure minority representation on the board. Under the current electoral system, voters across the Richardson School District elect trustees to 7 at-large districts. The new system will include 5 single-member seats. Those trustees will represent specific geographic areas in the school district. 2 of those seats will have a majority of eligible voters who are people of color. Voters across the district will also be able to elect trustees to 2 at-large districts. Board President Justin Bono said the decision was timely.
It was a good compromise with a plaintiff in the suit and good middle ground that we found, and a structure, frankly, that we believe will still produce highly effective school boards and that continue to have a focus on representing all the kids in Richardson ISD.
The lawsuit was filed last year by former board trustee David Tyson. He is the only person of color to sit on the Richardson School Board. The lawsuit pointed to the district's diverse population. The board is all white, but the majority of students are Latino and Black. Tyson criticized the at-large system, saying it discouraged minorities from running for a seat. Tyson says he's pleased with the new electoral system.
You know, single-member districts create a lot more focus for the attention of our communities and for our children. You know, that way all children are represented on the school board.
The district will soon release the proposed geographic boundaries of the new single-member districts. The public will have a chance to chime in on those changes at a meeting January 29th. Stella Chavez, KERA News.